This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble an important and sometimes under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. And it's just me right now because Shayna is a new mom and is out on parental leave. Congratulations to Shayna. And parental leave is actually a subject we recently spoke about with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. It's a big subject for him. Last summer, he was the first elected official in the executive office, in our memory at least, who took parental leave. So here's part of Shayna and my recent conversation with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist.
It was important to me to spend time with my family. You know, not enough fathers have the opportunity to take time away from their job to be able to spend time. I think actually the stat is something like 9% of jobs in America enable paternity leave. And the state of Michigan is one of those places that doesn't really have, you know, paternity leave for dads. So I thought it was important as a statement of values to show that, you know, both me as an individual, my family, this administration, that we care about family time and making sure that people can spend time with their families when you're welcoming in a new life, whether it's through birth or through adoption, that time matters, the time to support your partner, the time to build a relationship with the child, and the time for your family to get used to being this new type of unit. And so I appreciated that I was really clear that I wanted to do that. Governor Whitmer was 1,000% on board, immediately thought it was important that I do that with my family. And we think that every employer should enable that kind of opportunity. That's why in the budget we proposed actually making 12 weeks of paid parental leave available to all state employees in Michigan as a statement of values, but also as an example to set for employers across the state.
Now, in Michigan, as well as in other areas across the U.S., it seems as though the parental leave for both men and women is starting to kind of take off. People are starting to talk about it more. We're starting to hear about more companies and maybe in some cases more states working towards ensuring that more families are going to have some time off. Why do you think that this is an issue that is really starting to take off?
I think it's because there's just a recognition that being a new parent is hard. And to the extent that both parents can participate in the adjustment that comes with a growing family and the adjustment to new life in a home, the better for everyone. And also we have seen the experience and the research that shows that the relationship built between parents and the baby is so critical, and that the relationship that fathers can build to bond with their children is so critical for the family success, for the child's development, even early on. But it's unfortunate, and we're seeing that it's wrong that, you know, 76% of dads, for example, basically go back to work within a week of a child being born. And that's tough because that puts so much more strain on mothers who are, you know, basically fending for themselves with children without the support of their partners. And I'm pretty confident that that contributes to things like postpartum depression and the other stressors that come with being a new parent. And so to the extent that we can have policies and programs to support families in that way, I think we should. And I'm glad to see that now more people, more companies, more states, more organizations are realizing that this is really important.
Garland Gilchrist is the Lieutenant Governor of Michigan. You can hear that full conversation on our podcast. Just search MICHMASH wherever podcasts are available. And with Shayna out on her own parental leave, we'll be taking a bit of a break from Mishmash. So stay tuned to the podcast feed. We'll have some bonus content on there for you through this break. And we'll be back in full swing later this summer.